USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy announcing an impeachment inquiry into President Joe Biden will commence. It comes as Congress returns for key budget talks to avert a government shutdown. Hardline Republican members of the House Freedom Caucus threatening Speaker McCarthy with removal if certain conditions aren't met.
I rise today to serve notice. Mr. Speaker, you are out of compliance with the agreement that allowed you to assume this role.
Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz says the MAGA wing wants more investigations of the Biden family's business dealings, as well as deep federal government spending cuts, a full release of the January 6th tapes, and other concessions. Senate Majority Leader and Democrat Chuck Schumer is calling the Republicans' planned impeachment inquiry a witch hunt.
The American people want us to do something that will make their lives better, not go off on these chases and witch hunts.
North Korean leader Kim Jong-un is now in Russia for a meeting with President Vladimir Putin, but now the question remains, where and when? Media reporters in the West are guessing at a possible meeting during an economic summit in Vladivostok, but there are now reports about a possible gathering at a Russian spaceport located not far away. It's feared the North Koreans may trade weapons for Russia's war in Ukraine to gain key military technology and intelligence from the Russians. Back in the U.S., it's confirmed NFL superstar quarterback Aaron Rodgers suffered a torn Achilles tendon and will likely sit out the rest of the season with the New York Jets.
Now Rodgers sits down.
Rodgers had taken only 4 snaps on Monday Night Football against the Buffalo Bills before the injury occurred. This is USA News.
Are you or someone you love struggling with an addiction to drugs or alcohol and want to be set free from the chains of addiction? Then call Addiction Helpline America right now to get the help you need. From drug and alcohol addiction to dual diagnosis treatment, we provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives.
Treatment helped me get my life back. I was so addicted, the only person I could focus on was myself and what I needed. I hit rock bottom and lost everything. Through treatment, I was able to overcome those demons and focus on my family again.
I used until I overdosed and almost died. That was the end of the road for me. After seeking treatment, I now have hope. I learned skills that help me deal with life on life's terms.
800-932-1745. 800-932-1745. 800-932-1745. That's 800-932-1745.
House Freedom Caucus Chair Republican Scott Perry says he doesn't understand why people are asking where the evidence of high crimes and misdemeanors might be in relation to President Biden.
It's not normal for family members to receive millions of dollars from overseas interests. Those things aren't normal. That's not normal to have 20 shell companies. These things are not normal, and it alludes to not only just widespread corruption, but money laundering.
Critics of a Republican inquiry point to a lack of any damning evidence that points directly at the president or his son Hunter. The largest U.S. antitrust trial in a quarter century is getting underway this week, with DOJ prosecutors battling to prove that Google has been unfairly dominating the internet search engine market. Over the next 10 weeks, the Justice Department and several state attorneys general hope to show how Google may have cheated to lock in its search engine across a wide range of places and devices. Attorneys for Google's parent company Alphabet say the tech giant was just better at the search engine business and that there was plenty of competition at one time with MSN, Yahoo, and others. 5 former Memphis police officers are now facing charges of federal civil rights violations in connection with the beating death of Tyre Nichols. A 4-count indictment charges each of the former policemen with abusing the authority behind the badge, using excessive force, and obstructing justice. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
There's a price war in the insurance business, and you may be paying too much. Call the Term Lifeline right now and see if you can save 40%. $500,000 plans and up, that's our specialty. Even great smokers' rates. Protect your family today. Call the Term Lifeline right now for a free quote. 866-509-TERM. 866-509-TERM. 866-509-TERM.